Well, hello there, you lovely folk of Audioboo, Facebook, and Twitter. This is Roddy Jenkins with you again. And last time we spoke, I was doing day three of the Southwest Coastal Walk for Eczema, or SWCWE, with a hashtag in front of it if you're following me on Twitter. excuse me. Last time we spoke, I just completed, or was climbing down from the highest point along the whole southwest coast path, just above the North Devon Resort of Coombe Martin. We were actually at the height of 1,043 feet. And that's the highest point, apparently, on the whole coast path. And I got there and got my breath back, as you probably heard my last move, it was a little bit out of breath, all that climbing. And well, we descended into the town of Coombe Martin. I found our accommodation, which was a very delightful B&B called Blair Lodge Hotel. Great place, if you're ever in Coombe Martin, look them up, they're a wonderful couple who run it. Always wanted to live by the sea and have a place by the coast, apparently. That was their dream, so they're happy with that. And they're a very nice couple, and absolutely wonderful accommodation. Scrumptious breakfast, I can tell you. Yeah, that a real hearty breakfast, which is what you need to set you off on. Because obviously, when we left Coombe Martin, we were actually going to do, okay, only sort of 5.3 miles towards Elfcombe, and then a further 7.3 miles, sorry, from Elfcombe to Woolacombe. And it was just nice. So we Coombe Martin's an interesting place. It claims to have one of the longest streets in Britain, and I can vouch for that, as I walked the entire length of the downtown looking for a cash point, having discovered there was a branch of a well-known high street bank at one end of the town. By the time I discovered where that bank was, I sadly discovered there was no ATM. So, all the way back to the hotel and the B&B, and all this, I meet up with Mum and Dad, who were sort of staying with me at that point. And we just decided, obviously, to go on out, having sort of scoured the local area for eateries. We found a very pleasant pub in a neighbouring village, something like that, called the Old Globe, I think it was. Like a little place, oldie worldie, and a very tasty place and chips, which was very filling. Walked down with a pint or two of beer, and that was very nice indeed. So that was the Monday, and on the Tuesday morning, we set off again, so heading southwestwards towards the North Devon town of Ilfracombe, and that was a nice, gentle, moderate walk. As I say, about 5 points. I'll have to look at the guide in a minute. It was 5.3 miles, so not that long. It took us about 2.5 hours or so to do, just under, I think, to get to Ilfracombe. And that was enjoyable. Ilfracombe's a great place. We had an interesting lunch there. Went into one of these sort of little cafes to make up a sort of baguette for you, or chicken. And basically, well, it just filled everything. There's chicken salad in there and everything. It was very, very tasty. But yeah, I was thinking, you sure? I looked at it at one point. You sure you're going to get everything in that baguette? But no, they did it. And it was very filling. Reasonably priced baguette. I don't remember just what we paid for it, but it was very tasty indeed. So we had a bit of time in Ilfracombe and found a place to stop on and off and have our lunch. And then we continued on our second leg of the Tuesday, where we went on from Ilfracombe to Woolacombe. And Woolacombe, as families may know, had a 3-mile long beach, sandy beach, lovely sandy beach, good for families, and obviously with the hot weather, because this was just shortly after the Easter weekend. So everyone was out there enjoying it, and had been enjoying it at the time, and we tended to leave places to get, back to 9:30, 10-ish, something like that, to just head off, because that's all start times each day. And it was nice. I mean, we got to the B&B in Woolacombe, slightly different, but a bit more sort of modern in appearance to the Blair Lodge Hotel, and about a nice pleasant place. What they've actually done was they sort of converted the upstairs into a sort of kind of apartment for guests and visitors. So it was all landing area with a sofa you could just sort of lay out, it was sort of fridge to chill your bottles of water or whatever. Obviously the tea making facilities, tellies in the rooms. There's two rooms, there's a double and a twin room. The twin room had an adjoining bathroom, and obviously the double room had an ensuite. We have a very good power shower, which the landlady, she was so keen to emphasize how great it was, and all this best thing we've done, best investment we've made, all this malarkey. And yes, okay, give her a due, it was a good shower, but we work, as it turned out, to find better showers later on our journeys. And the other problem we had with the place was there was a stuff partition between the bedrooms and the sort towards landing area. And I just sort of leant on it very, very slovenly, as you do. And well, the problem was that it went through the damn partition. It bowed ever so slightly with my weight. Now I'm not that heavy, not that fat or anything like that, but I think they could have done a little bit more at work on that. But nevertheless, we had a good night's sleep, and we'd gone off the night before and found another sort of pub in the area. And it was recommended by the landlady, and she obviously brought us in and reserved a table for us on our behalf. And pleasant meal, good beer again. We had a good night's sleep, and we set off early after another hearty full English breakfast. And we obviously, as I say, set off from Woolacombe along the 3 mile stretch towards Croyd Bay. Now, Croyd Bay, as surfing community amongst you will know, is a good place for surfing. Surf shops, there's a sort of holiday park there, there's again, miles and miles of sandy beaches as well, all on that sort of North Devon coast. So it was the 6.3 miles from Woolacombe to Croyd Bay, which we undertook in about just under 3 hours, I think. We took it to it, and it was a nice, moderate stroll out from Woolacombe Sands, which again is another, as I say, 3 miles in length. And so you just ticked your 6.3 miles, well that's it, that's 3 miles to go, it's another 6 miles onto Woolacombe, on Croyd Bay rather. And you go over, I think it was there where we had Baggy Point. And Baggy Point is synonymous, or maybe synonymous, with aircraft pilots. Because it's one of the departure points for transatlantic flights, apparently, so I've been told. And obviously that is where they all go from. So we had a nice moderate walk along there, over the top, along the sand. A bit rough at times, because we were walking through the sand dunes. But nevertheless, it was enjoyable, and we obviously got to Croyd Bay and had grabbed some lunch. Well, we actually found some lunch in this holiday park that was nearby. And there was that becomes a meal deal. You've got could have a baguette, not quite as good as the one we had in North Carolina, a baguette, a drink and a bag of crisps, I think, for about 3 quid or something. Which I thought was pretty good reason. The other food was that's good. Filled a hole, kept us on the move, and that's quite nice because it's getting quite hot, so it was nice having a nice, cool, chilled drink. At lunch time, it was enjoyable as well. And obviously, we then headed on to the desert town of Broughton, and that was another 8.8 miles, which I think we did about 3 hours, I think. 3 hours, 10, something like that. We did take a wrong turn, or did a bit of a diversion, took a long way through when we got to Broughton. But it was enjoyable, and we carried on. The blisters were starting to sort of show by this stage. As I said, I'm developing blisters rather annoyingly on the tips of my toes. It's not always an easy place to put the blister plasters. But they were holding out, but they were starting to give out towards as we reached Broughton. Because we were walking along this track called the American Road, because it was apparently an area where the Americans had come over, perhaps their D-Day landings back in 1941, I think it was. Obviously prior to the D-Day operations in Normandy in the Second World War. And there was this sort of loose shell on the road. And you get to this point when your feet are really hurting. You think, what's worse, walking on the shell or walking on the sort of grass vert on either side? Because grass vert was eroded as well, so you can never else fall on that way as well. And so we managed it, and I nursed my feet back to the B&B. Another great bed and breakfast we stayed in there. And we went off, and actually we found a recommendation from the landlady. So, good place to try for food is a place called the Aggie, which was the agricultural bar in Broughton. And it was here that obviously the four of us went and had a very nice meal. And I think actually they forgot to charge us on the course, apparently. So we had a free course, so thanks to the Aggie. Nice place. I mean, it looked like one of these sort of, wasn't quite a Wetherspoons, but it's that type of sort of chain. Probably you get sort of the Blackboard specials, but the way you know how you go to some parts you can find, you're in a sort of chain or type of establishment. It was like that, but pleasant enough and enjoyable, and it serves us. So that, my friends, was the first half of the first week on the Southwest Coastal Walk for Eczema. Please give whatever you can to www.justgiving.com/Roddy-Jenkins, capital R, capital J, if you don't mind. Obviously, this will be posted on both Facebook, Twitter, and Audioboo. And I will be with you very shortly to tell you what happened next. So, until then, it's bye bye for now.